Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Safest Lies by Megan Miranda, narrated by Amanda Dolan. Chapter 1. The black iron gates used to be my favorite thing about the house. Back when I was younger, they reminded me of secret gardens and hidden treasures, all the great mysteries I had read about in children's books. This was the setting of fairy tales. The vegetation creeping upward in places, ivy and weeds tangling with the bars, and the way they'd light up in a storm, encircling the house, a stark surprise against the darkness. And we were on the inside. It was better to see it from this direction, on the way out. It looked different as I grew older, from the other side, through a different filter. A glance over my shoulder as I walked away, and all I could see were the cameras over the entrances. The sterile, boxed walls of the house beyond. The shadow beyond the tinted window. I didn't realize, for a long time, that this was the secret. Still, there was a familiarity to the iron gates, and I couldn't help tapping them as I passed each morning, a routine goodbye as I left for the day. In the summer, the bars would be hot from the sun, and in the winter, when I was bundled up in wool, sometimes I'd feel a spark underneath the cold, like I could sense the current of electricity that was running through the top. Mostly, though, they felt like home. Today, my palm came away damp, coated with morning dew. Everything glistened in the mountain sunrise. Now that I was beyond the gates, and because I saw my mother's shadow, there was a routine I was supposed to stick to. Check the back seat through the windows before.